From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at Cal Performances and Jellyback Hall in Berkeley, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We are so excited. We are so excited to be back in the Bay Area, even though whenever we come here, it just makes our home in Chicago seem so dull. Really. No, back home, it's so cold. It's so flat. Our mayor only sleeps with his own wife. Later in the show, Phil Bronstein, editor of the San Francisco Chronicle, will join us to help explain whether his city is really Gomorrah by the Bay or more like Sodom. But in the meantime, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Who's this?
This is Mark Ladwig. I'm from Ellerton, Florida, and I'm happy to report it's over 70 during the daytime here.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's warm in California, too. Plus, people are smug. So you have that, you know,
most of
benefit.
Us here are retired. So.
There you are.
It's like the wind chill factor, but in reverse. It's
yes.
Like the smug factor.
Yeah, the smug, it's like an extra 10 degrees of heat. Just the warmth of self-regard, really. Mark, let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to writer and journalist Sue Ellicott.
Hello. Anthony.
Hello there. You were sounding just a teensy bit smug yourself, though.
I'm very smug here.
All right.
Oh, good, okay.
Next, say hello to a performer and author of the book Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hello. Hello, Mark. I'm living in Southern California right now, so I'm a little more smog, I guess.
And also say hello to a comedian who will be appearing in Montezuma Hall at the University of California, San Diego, on Thursday, February 22nd, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi there, how you doing?
Very good.
I actually watched you a lot when I was in high school and enjoyed all your comedy.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure that was recent.
Welcome to the show, Mark. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Okay. Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I'm ready if you're ready.
Here's your first quote.
If you were just going to talk to someone, I don't know that you would need a wig, a trench coat, an air cartridge BB gun, and pepper spray.
That statement of the obvious came from a spokesman for the Orlando, Florida Police Department. Who did need a wig, trench coat, BB gun, and pepper spray?
Oh, man, that's in my neighborhood, too. I believe it's the U.S. astronaut, the first one to get a major law-breaking offense, Lisa Nowak.
Exactly right.
I even threw trivia in there.
The love-struck space lady. So what exactly about this story so compelled the nation this week? Was it that an astronaut, the epitome of level-headed, clear thinking, would lose her head over some dreamy guy? Is it that this story of a tragic love triangle speaks to the broken hearts we've all experienced? No, it was the diaper.
Yeah.
Not only that Ms. Nowak wore a diaper during her ill-fated drive across the country, but because of this, NASA revealed that the astronauts always wear these diapers during key parts of their missions. It's so funny how that didn't come up in Apollo 13. Houston, we have a rash.
Here's what also didn't make sense. She said that she wore that diaper so she could drive 1,000 miles without stopping.
Yes.
What car was she driving?
Exactly.
Well, that's a really good point.
That's about 500 gallons she has on board, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not counting a diaper.
What I think is empowering about this story is that probably a lot of adults who were incontinent thought they couldn't be astronauts.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
We are not stifling or shutting down debate. They are.
That was Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. He sort of set the tone for the world's greatest deliberative body as they tried and failed to consider, just consider, a resolution about what?
I believe that's the resolution the Senate was pushing forth to persuade President Bush to withdraw troops from Iraq.
Yeah, it was a resolution about Iraq, not quite withdrawing troops, but confronted with the most pressing national crisis of the past decade, our Senate could not manage to muster even the intensity and confidence of their own convictions that they brought to the Freedom Fries debate. Reached in his foxhole in Anbar Province, Army Specialist Steve Becker, serving his third tour in Iraq, refused to comment on the senator's inaction for fear of undermining their morale.
Hey. They came really close to debating a non-binding resolution.
Yes.
And at some point, had they actually debated it, they would have voted on it.
I know. And that would have been so amazingly non-binding.
Yes.
Very good. Here is your last quote.
He is completely heterosexual.
That was the Reverend Tim Ralph. He was assuring the Denver Post that 3 weeks of intense counseling was all it took. Really, it was simple to make what religious leader, quote, completely heterosexual?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many of them
to
pick.
Yeah, I missed church this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. So you don't know who this guy is?
I see his face. I even remember Pelosi's daughter interviewed him.
Yes, you're exactly right, for a film that she made, the documentary filmmaker, Alexander
Pelosi. I know
Pelosi.
He's in Colorado, and I know he's a mega church pastor, but to give you his name, I could not do that.
It's Ted Haggard. Ted Haggard.
I should have shot Nugent. I would have been close.
Reverend Haggard, you may remember, had to step down from one of the leading evangelical churches after a male escort told the world of Haggard's personal ministering to the prostitute's muscular chest. Haggard apologized. He confessed he went into intense counseling. It ended up being 3 weeks locked in a room with four other middle-aged male pastors. It worked. Apparently cured of his attraction to other men. He's as straight as Tom Cruise. No, wait. He's quit that. He's left the ministry. He's moved out of town. Haggard and his wife announced this week that they were taking, this is true, online courses to get degrees in psychology. True, his thesis topic, internet pictures of male surfers. How many are there anyway? Carl, how did Mark do in our quiz?
Mark did well enough, Peter. He had two correct answers. So, Mark, yeah. I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Oh, boy.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling, Mark.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Baby, are you holding?